We have been receiving information from different municipalities and in some cases also SLEP that have proceeded to discount. Some have already made a discount that is going to be made in 2 or 3 months, but other employers have made the entire discount at once. This seems to us, and we have said so, an arbitrary and unfair situation, because rights that are essential rights are clearly being violated, such as the right to unionize, to freedom of association, to strike and to stoppage, when, rightly so, demands are being made that are legitimate and that have also been recognized by the Comptroller General's Office of the Republic, previously by the courts and that are established in international agreements, to which Chile is a signatory and, therefore, they are mandatory. As you know, we are fighting. Instructions have been sent. What is required, and this must be coordinated with the communal and regional boards, is to file appeals for protection. Instructions have already been sent to our subsidiaries so that they can proceed with this because, in our opinion, this decision is arbitrary. Because, at the very least, there should be a basic administrative procedure to proceed with the discount, but the rulings are also in force. We continue to argue that the rulings of the Comptroller's Office itself are in force, which indicate that the discount is not applicable given approved recovery plans. As we have also pointed out and the Comptroller herself acknowledged, this cannot be applied retroactively, nor can it be applied to strikes or stoppages that occurred before the official letters issued by the Comptroller. We are also going to court. We are gathering all the background information. We have already made a presentation to the Comptroller's Office. We must maintain unity among ourselves and we must fight this fight. This will probably not be a short fight. This is not going to be resolved in a few days, but until it is resolved, we have also made it very clear that if there was a discount, the recovery will not proceed until there is a commitment that the discounted funds will be repaid, because otherwise it would be a triple punishment, and that is totally unacceptable. So, colleagues, we are in the fight, we are addressing this issue. We must remain firm, we must remain clear. Speak with your communal and regional boards so that these protection resources are implemented, which is a first step, but it is not the only one. So, colleagues, let's stay united, let's continue the fight. Yeah.